world is supposed to end in 3 days.
This may be our last class. The good news is there's no test.
Wasn't it 12:12?
No, it's supposed to be 12:22, I think. Yeah, 12:12 is a date also. Because it's something that we need to think about as we enter the rest of the year. And that is, everybody knows that according to the halacha, the Gemara says you're supposed to light the Hanukkah menorah outside of your doorway facing the public, and it should be to the left. So when I'm facing my doorway, the mezuzah is to the right, and the Hanukkah menorah is to the left. Some people have a minhag today to light it inside, different minhagim, but according to the time of the Gemara, the time of Chazal, many people are makbid even today, you do it outside. Now it's interesting that Svarim tell us there is a menace to this in Parshas Niketz that we read yesterday. Parshas Niketz is always read during Shabbos time, almost always. And the parsha begins, "Vehi miketz shenasayim yamin." Right, it was after 2 years that Paro had a dream, etc. So, what is the word for 2 years? 2 years is shenasayim. So, if you take each letter as an abbreviation for a word, shenasayim is small to the left, ner candle, tablet you should light. The min, which is the right, is zuzah. Small, near, tablik, yamin, mezuzah. So there's actually a remez to this mitzvah in the parsha itself. But what I want to talk about is, why is it the halacha that the mezuzah is to the right and the chanukiah is to the left? What is significant, what is special about the directions of right and left? So here is the explanation from the Or Gadol Do, Rabbi Dalia Shore. And he says the following idea. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's actually two different symbols for the Torah. There is the Aron HaKodesh that has the Luchos, and the Luchos are in the Kodesh HaKodashim, inaccessible, unreachable. Nobody can even go in there except once a year. The Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur. By the way, which luchos are in the Aron? That's right. Even the broken ones are in the Aron. You know the Gemara speaks about the beautiful teaching. Why the broken luchos are in the Aron? Right? The Gemara says if you have an old Talmud Chacham who has forgotten his learning through illness or senility or Alzheimer's or anything like that, you must still honor him, because even the broken luchos are kept in the Aron HaKodesh. Now, that is one symbol of the Torah. That's the luchos in the Aron HaKodesh. There is another symbol of the Torah, and that is the menorah itself. The menorah, which was lit every day, is a symbol of the light of Hashem. Knowledge and wisdom and chokhmah into the world. Right? The Torah is called what? There is a pasuk in Mishnah. Every mitzvah is like a candle. The Torah, or the Torah is like the light of the world. So the question becomes, why are there two different symbols for Torah? One is the luchos and the Aron HaKodesh, and the other is the menorah. So Rabbi Dalia Shore brings the name of the Mishnah Rabbin, that's because there are two Torahs. There is Torah Shebichtav, there is the written Torah, and then there is Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the oral Torah. The luchos represent, quite literally, the Torah Shebichtav. They are the actual words that Moshe Rabbeinu engraved on those luchos. Torah Shebichtav is unchangeable. It is fixed. We have no input in those words. Those words are what those words are. But the Torah Shebichsav without the Torah Shemelpeh is not understandable. So the Torah Shebichsav is inaccessible. It's hidden. It's beyond our comprehension. The menorah, however, represents Torah Shebichsav. Because Torah Shebichsav is not only handing down information that Hashem gave to Moshe, but it involves logic. That means, what do Chachamim do? Chachamim take the principles and they apply it to new situations. They argue, they debate, they discuss. In other words, Torah Shebichsav involves a combination of divine transmission with human creativity, interaction, and chidush. This is a bit off the beaten track of time today, so it's important to understand this. Torah Shebichsav is not simply handing down information. Rather, if you read a page of Gemara or even a page of Mishnah, you see that the Chachamim are taking the principles Hashem gave Moshe, but they are using their own logic to apply those principles to new situations. Even today, when you have a new situation that comes up, for example, 150 years ago, are you allowed to use electricity on Shabbos? So now we know the halacha, but when electricity was first invented, there was a machlokes. Some people said yes. In other words, what are they doing? They're looking at what the Gemara says about fire and everything else. The Gemara doesn't talk about electricity, but you try to use logic and analogy and the like. We have new cases now, cloning. Is cloning permitted or is cloning forbidden? And I'm not going to give you a psak on that. Surrogate motherhood, egg donation, heart or organ transplants. Poskim debate the microwave ovens on Shabbos. Poskim debate these issues. And they use their knowledge of the Torah, but it's not a knowledge in which they'll open up the Gemara, and the Gemara says, Befeirush, surrogacy is must look for a usher. But they have to use their svara, use their reasoning, to take the principles of Hashem and apply them to all of the new shilas that arise in life. Okay, this is a bit of a subtle and difficult point. The Torah does not change. The Torah is eternal. But the physical details of life change. And we have to know how to apply eternal principles to ever-changing external realities. You understand the difference here?